Good morning, this is Colin and Indy presenting your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government is offering a new grant and online business hub for supporting Indigenous arts across the state. The online hub will be available on the Queensland Arts Queensland website and the First Nations Art Business Grant offers Queensland Aboriginal and Torres Strait art and cultural businesses up to $10,000 in funds, which will focus on business planning, governance and professional development for staff. The announcement is made during October, which is Indigenous Business Month, and Parliament member Leanne Enoch explains, and I quote, "We want to ensure that First Nations arts and cultural practitioners and organisations are well placed to take up the opportunities offered through the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games."
Gold Coast bus drivers are refusing to accept bus fares from 4 a.m. this morning. According to the Transport Workers Union Queensland, around 300 bus drivers from the Gold Coast will join drivers in Logan and the Sunshine Coast on strike. The drivers have vowed to continue the indefinite fare-free industrial action until their call for an investment in bus driver wages is answered. Gold Coast bus drivers will refuse to collect fares from passengers, meaning there are now 500 bus drivers taking part in the movement.
In national news, the New South Wales government has allowed aerial culling of feral horses in the Kosciuszko National Park as part of a plan to manage the growing population. The New South Wales Environment Minister, Penny Sharp, said there were simply too many wild horses in that area and it threatened native species that are in danger of extinction, threatening the entire ecosystem along with it. The state government received more than 11,000 submissions from the community, which showed 82% of those supported a reintroduction of aerial shooting, which raises concerns about the existing control measures for the horses.
The new COVID subvariant may cause a spike in hospitalisations, and authorities are urging vulnerable and elderly patients to get booster shots to stave off the threat. Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard said the increase in cases was due to low booster rates in older Queenslanders and the possible emergence of a new COVID variant called Pirola. Dr. Gerard added, quote, "Vaccination remains our best protection against COVID-19 and other infectious diseases. In addition to getting vaccinated, Queenslanders need to stay home when sick and regularly wash their hands to minimise the spread."
In international news, the Gaza Health Ministry has issued a document proving over 7,000 Palestinians have died in the Israel-Gaza war. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry estimates 7,028 Palestinians, including 12,913 children, have been killed in the Israeli airstrikes since October 7. Israeli authorities are reporting the deaths of 1,400 people by the Hamas militants. In response to doubts cast by the US President Joe Biden and the Israeli military about the death toll figures, the ministry issued a 212-page document containing the names and ID numbers of each Palestinian killed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Coffee Supreme are the coffee lover's dream. Fresh roasted locally in Woolloongabba with a focus on sustainable beans and packaging, and of course, flavour. Whether